Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Good morning,
Roto Experts.
To the end zone! It's caught! Touchdown! Oh my heavens!
The mark of fantasy excellence.
You have to be careful about who you think is stepping forward on the depth chart.
It's time for a touchdown!
We're here to help you win your leagues and win that cash.
You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts in the Morning.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Rise and shine, fantasy players. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is Thursday, August 30th. Let's cock-a-doodle-do it. This is Roto Experts in the Morning, right here on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm your host, Dane Martinez. They call me Speeds, the Spitting Statistician, and I'm joined by my man. He's a Hall of Famer, FSWA Hall of Famer, El Rey de Fantasía, the King, Scott Angle. How you doing, Scotty, on a Thursday?
Buenos dias, gracias, muy amable.
I like that. I like that. How you feeling, Scotty? We got, you know, the last preseason games tonight before the season. Most of the starters won't play, but we were just talking, like, there's some guys that are, you know, prized assets or rookies that are going to be out there for a while tonight with the twos and the threes, maybe like a Lamar Jackson, a Baker Mayfield. How do you feel about those guys being exposed to potential injury with a second-string offensive line, Scotty?
Well, look, you know, football's a violent game. It could happen at any time. You know, you can't always keep these guys under bubble wrap. What's interesting is that Denver is starting Royce Freeman tonight, which has led people to speculate that Devontae Booker could start the regular season opener for the Denver Broncos. But you're still going to see a lot of Freeman. You know, sometimes these rookies, too, you know, they need the reps. Right. You know, they need to pick up things fundamentally. So there's reasons that these guys are out there. It's interesting that the Saints are going to play Cameron Meredith tonight. You know, he's still coming off a big injury, and he's had a quiet preseason.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, those are some names to watch because there's players out there that still just need the reps, right? And that might be another reason people are out there tonight. But also, Scotty, right after these games, we're going to get rosters getting cut down to 53. So we see some trades being involved. We see some extensions. People starting to manage their money and manage their roster because they know it's going to be crunch time right after these games. And so that being said, you know what I thought was interesting? Listen, I thought the Jets were going to have to play Teddy Bridgewater for this entire game because they weren't going to go with Sam Darnold and they weren't going to go with Josh McCown, but in fact, they then yesterday flipped Teddy Bridgewater. It's Teddy Bridgewater and a sixth round pick to the New Orleans Saints for a third round pick. Listen, when we were talking about the Teddy Bridgewater market, it was either going to be somewhere where he had a chance. I was talking about the Florida teams, or the next thing we thought about was to, you know, be a backup for one of these older quarterbacks that are maybe on the downside to be a potential heir apparent. And that seems to be the case in New Orleans. I know it's not fantasy relevant for this year, Scotty, but what do you think about this deal? Teddy moving to the Saints, a good place for him to continue to develop, and insurance in case Breeze walks.
Yeah, you know, Breeze probably has one more good year left at least. Even if he's not spectacular, he's going to be solid. And, you know, I think the Jets front office did something savvy here that Dynasty League owners can certainly benefit from. By mirroring, they signed Bridgewater, and eventually they were able to flip him for a future draft pick. So I think Dynasty League owners can learn something from that, too. It's like you could pick up somebody off a free agency, and eventually, you know, if you do your scouting enough, you know, maybe you could flip him for something good, too. And, you know, I think fantasy-wise, there is something to be learned there. And also, if at some point, and we've seen Drew Brees be durable, if he was to go down, I think you'd still have a lot of confidence in the Saints offense. So when you're betting and you're looking at the over-unders, you like the Saints. And, you know, sometimes you think if the starting quarterback goes down, you still like the Saints.
Right. You know, remember what we saw last year. Remember out of the Philadelphia Eagles when Carson Wentz went down, they had Nick Foles, who was able to step in and continue their Super Bowl run instead of it completely eviscerating a season like it has with other teams. I mean, we even saw a guy like Jacoby Brissett be able to, you know, put in decent quarterback play. And so now the Saints were doing that over guys like Taysom Hill, who were going to be their backup. You know, I like what you're saying there in the terms of the dynasty leagues. You could pick something up and see it as an asset, right? Right, that's going to kind of appreciate, and then you can flip it. I remember what I also do, Scotty, tell me if you like this, for dynasty leagues, at the end of the year, what I'm also doing is I'm looking at free agent contracts, right? And I'm looking at who's going to be moving on, which maybe creates an opportunity for a young guy, or who's going to be hitting the free agent market themselves. So, for example, last year, I grabbed me some Trey Burton, you know, because I know he wasn't a fantasy asset last year, but I knew he was a free agent, and he was going to be a starting tight end this year, and now I have him at incredible value. Is that kind of the thing you're talking about, Scotty?
Yeah. You know, that's look, like I said, it was savvy what the Jets did. Mm-hmm. And you know, the dynasty league fantasy play tries to mirror real football.
Yeah, absolutely. One other name in that vein. Remember, a lot of people are talking about the wide receiver in Denver, Cortland Sutton, right, out of SMU, and people thinking he might be the number three in Denver this year. But then I'm going to note for you that Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, I believe, are both free agents this offseason. So there's a reason the Denver Broncos drafted not only Sutton, but Deshaun Hamilton as well. They are succession planning, and if you need a dynasty wideout, that should impact your thinking. But Scotty, the Jets and the Saints were not the only team that made a kind of backup quarterback trade yesterday. Talk to me about your Seattle Seahawks getting Brett Hundley from the Green Bay Packers. Remember, the Packers got DeShone Kizer in the offseason to be Rodgers' backup, which made Hundley expendable. What do you see about Hundley backing up Russell Wilson? Similar thing that what we just talked about with Teddy? Because I think it's a much smaller scale. No. Brett Hundley is not on the level of Teddy Bridgewater.
No, but there's nothing to see here. The Seahawks were just looking for a more athletic type backup, you know, to Russell Wilson. They didn't have it in Austin Davis, or their rookie seventh round pick. They had offered the Colts a second round pick for Jacoby Brissett. The Colts didn't bite. You know, they want somebody like they had Trevon Boykin in the past.
Right.
They just want somebody, if Wilson was to get injured, somebody who's athletic, can run the read option, etc. There's nothing to see here. If Wilson was to go down,
it'd be a problem for Seattle.
This would be a big hit on Seattle. They have to have Russell Wilson have any shot of making the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. I like Russell Wilson as one of my picks for literally the NFL MVP, because as we've talked about, a lot of things are kind of crumbling around him in Seattle, but as far as they go this year will be as far as Russell Wilson carries them. I personally think he could be the MVP of the league this year. Let's stay in Seattle, though, Scotty, because your boy Tyler Lockett got paid. 3-year, $31.8 million extension. Why do you think this is happening now? Do you think this Baldwin news has anything to do with it? Do you think they really want to? Are they seeing things in Tyler Lockett? They expect maybe him to have his stats look better this year because Baldwin is banged up, so then they would have to pay him more later on if he has something of a breakout, but he gets the 3-year extension now. What does this mean to you up there in Seattle with Tyler Lockett?
I don't think it has anything to do with Baldwin. You know, the organization has been high on him since they drafted him. They like him as his receiver, and he's one of the best kick returners in the league when he's healthy. And, you know, he's young. They see him as a big play threat. And this is going to boost his fantasy stock, I think, as well, you know, because people are going to look at the Baldwin injury and expect Lockett to be the one to step forward. But Russell Wilson spreads the ball around a lot. I think he'll be a better NFL player than a fantasy player.
All right, and I said, you know, Tyler Lockett got paid, but this was nothing compared to what Aaron Rodgers got yesterday, okay? Aaron Rodgers signs a 4-year, $134 million extension. Scotty, we're talking $33.5 million per year. But at the same time, listen, man, he's the best player in the NFL by many people's account, and this is where contracts are going. You know, this is a 4-year thing. 4 years from now, who knows? This may be seen as a value, but smart move to lock up the best player in the NFL for, you know, through his what? Kind of until he's in his late 30s?
Well, the starting quarterback, you know, price is always going up.
Right.
It's, you know, 2 years from now, he's not going to be the highest paid guy, you know. Who knows, a few years from now, maybe he'll want to renegotiate, et cetera. But, you know, well, what's there to see here? It's the best quarterback in the NFL getting the most money. You know, there's nothing really to say about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you mentioned, it's mostly it's mostly a question of timing, right? Because, you know, Russell Wilson set the market. Then Matt Stafford set the market. Then Matt Ryan set the market, right? Similar to what we're seeing in the wide receivers, right? How Odell was just a little bit above the last one, which was, I believe, Mike Evans, right? And the guaranteed money of, say, Sammy Watkins, whatever it was. And then Le'Veon Bell wants to do the same thing, right? Reset the market. So it's going to continue to inch up. It's really all about timing when your contract comes up and when the team wants to negotiate with you. But Scotty, what we also have, and I mentioned this before, because rosters got to get trimmed down. So we're hearing a little bit of rumors about trades. And I want to go to Green Bay, and I want to go to Randall Korn on the Cobb here, okay? There is reports that saying everybody knows that Randall Cobb is available, that they are not necessarily shopping him, but that he can be had. I got to think that this is good news for your boy Geronimo and for the rookie wide receivers in Green Bay, that they maybe have faith in the Jamon Moores or the Equanimeous St. Browns, you know, and they think that that could make Randall Cobb expendable. Do you think Randall Cobb is going to go somewhere?
I think for the right price, you know, you can always see a trade in the NFL. If somebody's going to give a third-round pick, you know, maybe they'll do it. But I think, you know, they think Geronimo Allison is the guy. You know, they drafted a lot of receivers. Jamon Moores, you know, there was rumors that he wasn't even going to make the team because he had
drops.
Such a bad preseason after training camp. But, they have a few other kids they like. And, you know, I think, you know, they got Jimmy Graham. So mm-hmm. they feel they have three targets they can rely on. And maybe they'll see what they can get for Randall Cobb.
So let me ask you this, and we're going to be speculating here. Like, let's say you have Randall Cobb already. Let's say you drafted, you know, I think I have a share or two of Randall Cobb as well as like a number three wide receiver. Let's say you have Randall Cobb. You know, going from Green Bay to almost anywhere is probably a drop, right? But then again, it depends on which team he goes to. Like, are there any places you could see him going where it would actually improve his value? That, you know, like he would get, he would be higher in the pecking order or in the right kind of scheme that would fit for him? Are there any places where you would think it could actually be a good thing for him? Like, what if he went to Dallas? What if he went to Indy? What if he went to Buffalo? You know, where do you think he could go? Well, who might be some potential suitors here?
Yeah, Dallas was one of the first ones I thought of. You know, that would actually make him, you know, top wide receiver there instantly. And, you know, somebody good for Michael Gallup to learn from. You know, Dallas certainly, you know, has a need there. And, you know, they've been talking about rumor of Khalil Mack, that they're still in the market for trading for a safety. So Dallas is active. You know, that's a good one. If he went to Miami, you know, he'd be really good compliment to Danny.
That's really interesting.
He could catch a lot of passes because Tannehill is like, we'll throw the ball 6 yards and Cobb's good after the catch. And then
right.
There's Jacksonville, you know, who needs some wide receiver help as well after. Well, they really don't. They feel like they have a lot of
They
depth,
have a bunch of threes. Have, they got a bunch of two threes.
They don't have
that guy.
Yeah, they don't really have like a true number one there. You know, and then there's really nowhere else I can think of that, you know, would need a wide receiver like right
Buffalo?
Off the top of my head. But yeah, Buffalo's another option as well. But I don't think that would raise his appeal.
Right.
But you know, the Patriots would be a really nice spot.
Oh, I would love it. As a Cobb owner, I would love it if he wound up with New England. The only thing I bristle at with what you said, and some of those teams, you know, Randall Cobb is one of those like Ricky Bobby, shake and bake slot guys, right? And the teams that we mentioned, you know, Miami has Danny Amendola already for that kind of role. Dallas has, you know, like a Cole
Beasley. Put him on the outside
for that. You think Cobb can play on the outside?
Yeah, he could.
All right. That's interesting. I think Miami and Dallas are definitely places that could actually help his value, but we'll keep an eye out on that because at this point it's still rumors. But to your point, Scott, this signals to me that Green Bay feels comfortable with Geronimo Allison and some of those rookies that they invested in, whether it's Kumaro, whether it's Moore, whether it's, you know, St. Brown, whether it's Thomas Scantling or others, you know, no shortage of options for Aaron Rodgers and his $134 million. And then the last trade rumors I'm hearing, you know, Khalil Mack. Listen, this is one of those guys we talk about, Earl Thomas, Aaron Donald, and Khalil Mack. They are continuing their holdouts, and a lot of people think Mack is going to be on the move, right? So we heard that the Jets inquired. You know, Green Bay could be a potential spot there. There's also the idea of Chicago I've seen. But the word is that they want two first-round picks for Khalil Mack. I mean, this guy is an all-pro defender off the edge, one of the best linebackers in the league. Do you think he's worth that much, Scott?
I don't think nobody's in the NFL is going to pay that sort of price. So that's the
so you don't think he's worth it?
No. I'm not saying he's not worth it. I just don't think any NFL team thinks anybody's worth that. You know, it's unless Tom Brady's going to get traded, Denver's going to call them again. You know, yeah. But it was interesting because Pete Carroll created a stir the other day when he tweeted out, like, you know, today's Mac Day or something like that. You know, there was speculation that if the Seahawks give up Earl Thomas and like a first round pick, you know, maybe they could get Khalil Mack back in return because. You know, something like that.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. I hear that. But, you know, I look at what's really already happened. Like, think about this. Tyrod Taylor gets traded for, like, a third-round pick. That's a starting quarterback in the NFL that just fetches a third-round pick. You know what I mean? So Khalil Mack, I don't care how much he moves the needle on defense, you know, like, he can't be worth two first-round picks, you know? I could see him being worth more than the market was for Tyrod Taylor. That I can understand. But two first-round picks seems a little bit crazy to me. Scotty, what I got to do
I'll tell you this, though. In the opening week of the football season, I'm going to be stacking some Rams and DFS against the Raiders without Khalil Mack.
Yeah, I like that as well. They play the Monday night football game out west. I am on that as well. What I got to let people know, though, Scotty, before we head to break, is that Fantasy Factor is the only exclusive single-entry DFS site. They have free rolls registering all the time and great promotions for free prizes. Keep a lookout for Fantasy Factor's free $1 million Survivor contest opening this week. Go to FantasyFactor.com. That is FantasyFactor.com. Scotty, a week from today, we are going to have NFL football. I am excited about that. I told you I'm a little bit worried about the Eagles in that opener with their number one running back banged up, their number one wide receiver out, their number quarterback is probably out as well. We'll discuss that. And also, you have a new article on Seahawks.com about 12 players to watch, kind of buy low on maybe after your draft. We'll dig into that and why you like these guys. And we'll find out if Speeds likes them too. It's Dane and it's Scott. It's Roto Experts in the Morning. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. If you want to join the party, 844-843-6879. We'll talk to you when we get back. Roto Experts in the Morning.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto Experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge Fantasy Package, you get a cheat sheet generator, plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge Fantasy Package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, promo code FNTSY. There's only one place to listen to the best fantasy advice, and that's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. By downloading the FNTSY Radio Network app, you'll be blessed with having the top fantasy experts right in your pocket. You'll get award-winning and entertaining programs like The Roto Experts.
Let's cock-a-doodle-do it.
Fantasy Best Friends Forever.
Yo!
Carton and Friends.
Yeah, buddy!
And so much more.
You feel what I'm saying?
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app now and take the most trusted fantasy experts with you wherever you go.
Welcome back Roto Experts in the Morning, Dane and Scott holding you down today and every day to help you win your leagues and win that cash. Hey, Scotty, you heard that commercial? All the great shows on the Fantasy Sports Network. It was Roto Experts in the Morning that led that. A little cock-a-doodle do it before Best Friends Forever, before Carton and Friends. You know, we're the first thing people are hearing in the morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. How do you feel about that, Scotty?
The longest running morning show in the fantasy industry since 2010.
Is that when the show started, 2010?
Yes. My very first broadcast on April 1st, 2010.
Wow, the longest running show. I feel like 60 Minutes or Meet the Press or The Simpsons, you know, to be honored to join this brand as the host. Yeah, as the host here in the morning. And remember, if you want to join the fun, you can do so at 844-843-6879. All right, Scotty, I was telling the folks, and remember, you can see this article we're about to talk about. If you sign up for the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, you get great content, great rankings, you get the Fantasy Executive blog, you get customizable cheat sheets, okay, and all the content you need to win your leagues and win that cash. Tomorrow, maybe we should talk. There's a great article also by our guy, Mikey Cardano Jr., about wide receiver battles and people battling for targets and playing time. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit tomorrow. But you have an article up, Scotty, about 12 kind of players to watch, right? Or maybe people to buy low on, or people that you need to see and have an eye on throughout the fantasy season. So I want to dig into some of them now. The first one, Scotty, is DJ Moore, the wide receiver out there in Carolina. And I got to ask you this, because I love the skill set of DJ Moore. I think, you know, he's a beast with the ball in his hand. He's probably the best, most dynamic wide receiver they've had there since Steve Smith. They've been having a lot of kind of those, like, tall, box him out, give Cam a big catch radius kind of guys recently, with Funchess, before that Benjamin. But here's the thing. For me, the equation is the skill set plus the opportunity. And when I look at Carolina, you know, you got Funchess there, you got Olsen there, you got McCaffrey there, you have Cam Newton himself, which is always an option, especially there in the green zone. So for me, DJ Moore, best case scenario, although I love his skill set, best case scenario is he's like fourth or fifth option, and that doesn't seem to lead to fantasy production. Tell me why you love DJ Moore.
Yeah, actually, this article is on Seahawks.com. But also, for ease of use, put in the Exclusive Edge Package. Nice. You can check out my articles on Seahawks.com/fantasy/news/ and on the front page site for front page every week. But DJ Moore, I don't think he's going to be that far down in the pecking order, as you say. You know, Devin Funchess is a guy who's definitely up there. So is Greg Olsen and McCaffrey. But I think he plays a unique role in that passing game, where they've never had a reliable wide receiver to move the sticks and get yards after the catch. And I think he definitely plays a role from that perspective. You know, McCaffrey's a guy out of the backfield. You know, I don't consider him somebody, you know, high in the pecking order, because he's going to carry the ball a lot too. He's going to touch the ball a lot as well. But when Cam Newton drops back, you know, a lot of times that's not going to be his first read, you know, unless it's a screen pass or he's looking to swing ball out of the backfield.
Right.
So when he's going downfield, it's either Olsen, Funchess, or Moore.
Interesting. Are you saying that you think Moore is going to get more catches this year than McCaffrey?
I'm not saying that, because there's going to be a lot of screen passes and stuff like that. But when they're looking to move the ball down the field, not throw a bubble screen or something like that.
Sure.
Or swing it out of the backfield. Yeah, he's. I think he's going to be equal or near Funchess, you know, in terms of the looks that he gets.
That's interesting. That's an interesting call out of the King Scott angle. Listen, I love this kid's skill set out of Maryland, okay? I'm just worried about where he is in the pecking order. You know, Scotty, me and Mike Blewett, we did a thing yesterday where he was coming off a tweet from Evan Silva. He put, like, all the rookie wide receivers since, like, 2015 and their yardage totals in their rookie year.
Yes, I heard that, yes.
You saw that? It was something. Yeah. There was like 10 or 11 wide receivers, and Amari Cooper was the only one who cracked, you know, say like over 650 yards or something like that. So it's this idea about the rookie wide receivers It's the skill set and the opportunity. I'm with you on the skill set. I'm a little concerned about the opportunity. But DJ Moore, to me, is a great, especially like in a, like we were talking about dynasty leagues, right? This is some of the guys you got, definitely have to target. I think Moore will eventually grow to being a big piece for the Carolina Panthers. I want to ask you, you know, we talked about Geronimo Allison already today as it related to maybe if Randall Cobb is on the move, if that does become the case. We talked about these rookies. These rookies would be competing for the number three spot. It would be Geronimo Allison, right, who ascends to the number two. And, you know, Cobb may be on the move, but Cobb is also oft injured, right? So there's a lot of paths for Geronimo Allison to be the number two wide receiver in Green Bay this year.
Yeah, yeah, great, great value. Later in drafts, I actually got him in the GST in like double figure sort of rounds, even after getting Devontae Adams early. He did have a 100-yard game, but last year, and he knows the offense, has been in there 3 years, and I think they're comfortable with him stepping forward now. Could play a really big role at some point, and you know, is one of the best values of wide receiver right now.
All right, so check this one out, Scotty. You got to love this then, okay? I go on over to mybookie.ag, okay? And they had a lot of prop bets up, all right? They got some prop bets up for the season, and one of them is a heads up. Who will have more receiving yards this year, Geronimo Allison or Jordy Nelson? And Geronimo Allison is plus 140. Jordy Nelson is the favorite for this at minus 170. Would you rather have Geronimo Allison over Jordy Nelson, who we've talked about might be washed in Oakland?
All right, so explain to me the plus 140, minus 170.
Sure. Okay, sure. So this is heads up. Geronimo Allison versus Jordy Nelson. Geronimo Allison being on the plus side means he's the underdog here. So if you bet $100, you get $140 back. Whereas for Jordy Nelson, you have to bet $170 to get $100. So the plus side is where you want to be.
This is a great
Vegas thinks this is Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
So you like Geronimo Allison here?
Yeah, I'm all over it. I think Geronimo Allison has the potential to be a 900-yard receiver, where I think Jordy will probably top out about 800, you know, and that's being conservative, I think. You know, if I wanted to go aggressive, you know, Geronimo Allison could be 900 and Jordy could be 500.
Listen, yeah, Jordy, like we've said, Jordy could be washed, okay? And we don't know what's going on, what kind of chemistry he has with Carr out there in Oakland. There's Amari Cooper, you know, there's Martavis Bryant there, although who knows about Martavis Bryant. But if you believe that Allison could be the number two in the Green Bay offense with Aaron Rodgers, then that seems like a great bet. Check it out over on mybookie.ag. That could be interesting. Another one I think is very, very interesting. You have Dallas Goedert. As a player to watch, Scotty, tight end out of Philadelphia. Now, we know Zach Ertz is there, but is this more because of maybe the Alshon Jeffrey injury and how we have to kind of reevaluate the other pass catchers? We've talked about Ertz. We've talked about Aguilar. I think this personally, if Jeffrey is out, I really believe this makes Mike Wallace fantasy relevant, and Dallas Goedert may be something as well if they do a little bit more two tight ends, a little 12 personnel to support the loss of Alshon Jeffrey early in the season. Tell me about Goedert, who was, you know, viewed as one of the best tight ends going into the draft, and even compared to Zach Ertz, now he's in the same tight end room with Zach Ertz behind him in Philly. You think there's some potential here?
Yeah, there are two guys at wide receivers that are definitely not going to be on my fantasy teams this year. Mohamed Sanu and Mike Wallace. And we've already went through Sanu. You know, I don't get the love for him whatsoever. And, you know, with Wallace, he's 32 years old, and the guy was a speedster a few years ago, and opportunity doesn't always lead to production. I think Wallace gets bumped up in that depth chart. I don't expect anything from him. We haven't seen anything since really like he scored like 9 touchdowns in Miami a few years ago. I think Mike Wallace is going to get leapfrogged on the depth chart. If Mac Hollins is healthy, or even Shelton Gibson might leapfrog him. I want nothing to do with Mike Wallace. I think, you know, Dallas Goedert is a guy that they can run two tight end sets and get him the ball a lot. He had 13 receptions in his first two preseason games.
All right, fair enough. On a related note though, Scotty, let's say Jeffrey, you know, misses time. And, you know, they're saying at least two games. I think they're priming us for this to be a little bit longer than anybody expects. Jeffrey also has a history of soft tissue injuries. We've talked about it. I've always avoided Alshon Jeffrey because of that injury history. Last year, I think, was the anomaly. But let me ask you something, especially if this becomes a little bit of a longer-term issue for Alshon. What do you see as the ceiling for Nelson Agholor?
Nelson Aguilar's got a defined role there. And,
okay,
you know, I think sometimes we make the mistake of saying, okay, Jeffrey goes out, more for Aguilar, or more for the name that we know next. I think it's different than that. I don't think Aguilar's role changes at all. They're very comfortable in the role. It's Alshon Jeffrey plays a specific role in that offense. You know, he's a chain mover and a red zone threat. And, you know, right, that's not Nelson Aguilar. That's not Mike Wallace. That could be Dallas Goedert as a red zone threat. To me, Mac Hollins, you know, from a scouting perspective, actually fits the bill the most.
Okay, then let me give you another name, also on Philly. Like, and so I agree with what you're talking about, right? Aguilar and Wallace are more down the field guys, and if you're talking about Jeffrey as that kind of chain mover, then you got to think, who else can fill that chain mover role, right? And they already have Zach Ertz there. We know about Zach Ertz as a red zone and a third down kind of target. You know the guy I'm now thinking of, though, and it may be unconventional? Darren Sproles, Scotty. You know, if Darren Sproles is healthy, you know, you talk about the chain mover, you talk about that kind of security blanket, you know, for the quarterback, whether that's Wentz or Nick Foles. If Sproles is healthy, especially because we know Ajayi banged up, Clement banged up, could Darren Sproles in his swan song year return PPR value? I'm not saying you draft him early, but, you know, I'll take Darren Sproles in the 16th round and use him and see if he pops off in PPR formats. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, he's definitely a guy to move the chains as long as at 35 years old coming off a major injury. Let's see how he looks. You know, but I would be careful about talking about Ajayi, you know, Clement in that mix because he's not going to get a lot of carries no matter what. You know, if those guys get banged up, then Wendell Smallwood's going to get more carries. But I see where you're going in the passing game. It makes sense.
All right, fair enough. And then last two guys I want to talk about in this article that you can see on Seahawks.com, you can see on the Roto Experts exclusive Edge fantasy football package. Enter the promo code THEKING at checkout. Two quarterbacks that I want to ask you about. You know, we've talked about this situation ad nauseum this offseason. In Cleveland, though, you like Tyrod. I saw Hard Knocks again, Scotty. It is clear to me Tyrod is the number one dude there. They like him as the leader of this team. They like Baker as well, but they want to let him develop and grow and let the game slow down for him. An interesting piece on that in Hard Knocks on Tuesday. But Tyrod Taylor is the leader of this team. And more than I would have said a month or two ago, I really think there's a chance that Tyrod plays 16 games for the Browns this year. And if he does, he's definitely a viable QB2. Super flex, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I believe last season it was, he actually flirted with QB1 status for a while.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't turn the ball over. He also knows how to run the ball, and he's a running threat near the goal line as well, and this is the best receiving crew that he's ever had.
Yeah, and a good offensive line as well, you know, a top 10 offensive line by many people's account. And you're right, he was flirting with QB1 status last year, and the Buffalo Bills were, you know, messing with him, to be quite honest. You know, letting Nate Peterman start when they were literally in the second wild card spot, I believe like week 10 or 11 against the Chargers, you know. They were literally in the playoffs, and they decided, yeah, let's let Peterman throw five picks, you know. So Tyrod Taylor, I think, continues to be underrated and undervalued. This is also, Scott, a quarterback with rushing potential. You know, he's a guy who can run for 400 yards as well if he plays all 16 games and certainly
what,
has some great chemistry.
What, he rushed for like six scores 2 years ago?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know, and
yeah,
in these leagues.
Over 500 rushing yards in two of the last 3 years.
Absolutely, you know, and especially, Scott, in leagues where maybe like 4 points for a passing touchdown instead of six, those rushing yards become even more important. I love Tyrod, and you mentioned he does not turn the ball over.
Tyrod.
He has the lowest interception percentage of any quarterback all time in NFL history, okay? So I'm all on Tyrod. I think he holds off Baker Mayfield for a while, and if the Browns are hovering around 500 or even in any way respectable, you gotta give Tyrod a chance to lead this team to, playoff contention, to be quite honest. You know, we We think the Browns are going to surprise some people. Their over-under is still at 5.5, Scotty. You're on the over on Cleveland, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely in the over. You know, they could challenge for a wild card spot, I think.
Yeah, that's interesting. We'll see how it all plays out when they start playing the games for real next week. The last person I want to mention from this article, okay, Scott, that you have on Seahawks.com that you can get from the Roto Experts exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Don't forget to enter the promo code THEKING at checkout. You know, we were high on the Cleveland Browns. I got to tell you something. I think I'm admitting that I might have been wrong on this team going into the preseason. And I'm talking about the Cincinnati Bengals. It seems like their offensive line has been addressed. It seems like John Ross may be able to play the role, you know, the idea of better NFL player for their real team than fantasy player. He may play that role of being able to stretch the defense, which just gives more room for AJ Green and even potentially a healthy Tyler Eifert. You know, they got Mixon, who many people are believing is going to have that second year step. I've heard we talked about how some people believe he may lead the AFC in rushing. You have Gio Bernard there as a legitimate kind of PPR change of pace back. And this all means Andy Dalton may be outperforming his ADP and may be producing. He only had like 3,300 passing yards last year. A lot of people are now expecting a bounce back from him. Talk to me about the Red Rifle, Scott, why you potentially like him again in super flex leagues.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a guy that now that he gets the protection and the run support, you know, he's a veteran quarterback. Who can make sound decisions. In the past, though, we've seen from Dalton that he can be very, very erratic and consistent, but I think he's got maybe the best supporting cast around him that he's had in a long time. To me, it's still stunning, though, that Marvin Lewis has been here 16 years. Only Belichick has been around longer, and the guy hasn't won a playoff game. I don't know if that changes, but I think in a two-quarterback league, you can do very well with Andy Dalton. And, this is a team that's going to push for a wild card, too. I think the AFC North is going to be a very good division.
Yeah, it may be a lot better than we thought. I was worried about Cincinnati. I was worried about Baltimore early in this offseason, but it looks like Joe Flacco is having something of a renaissance, and it looks like Andy Dalton may be in that category as well. I want to tell the people, Scotty, go on over to BetDSI. They're celebrating their 20th year as the industry's biggest and safest betting site. They have great customer service, fast and easy payment of their winnings. You can play virtually every sport at BetDSI, okay? They're running deposit promotions. Enter the promo code FNTSY over at BetDSI. That's BetDSI. Head on over and start winning today. When we come back, more from Dane and Scotty, Roto Experts in the Morning. We look at some of these guys and their prop bets. Let's win some money on these guys. Come on, right back.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto Experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge Fantasy Package, you get a cheat sheet generator, plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge Fantasy Package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, promo code FNTSY.
Real love that we have with fantasy sports. That's why we bring it to you every day, bright and early in the morning here on Roto Experts in the Morning. It's the King Scott Angle. I am merely the spitting statistician, the stable genius and vocal minority of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Dane Martinez. We were talking about some players that Scott says you can buy low on or to definitely watch after your drafts. And we were talking about Andy Dalton, Scotty. You know, I went on over to my bookie. Right, because we talked about the Geronimo Allison, and you think that that's an easy bet up against Jordy Nelson. Some of the prop bets around Andy Dalton, I think you gotta love as well. Check this out, Scott. I told you he threw for only like 3,300 yards last year, right? The over-under for Andy Dalton on passing yards this year, Scott, is 3,499. All he needs to do is get to 3,500 yards, and you hit that over. You taking that one, Scotty, all day, right?
Definitely.
Care to give me some more analysis on that?
I think
no.
You know, with,
no.
With
just yes, like, he's going to be over.
With weapons like that, you know, and like with John Ross stretching the field and a healthy Tyler Boyd and Mixon and Bernard catching passes out of the backfield, I think it's a lock.
All right, fair enough. I like that. Look at some of his interceptions and touchdowns as well. They have him set as a line for the over-under on Andy Dalton at 22.5. Scotty, you like the over on touchdowns as well, 1.5 per game?
Definitely. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about 26 to 28 touchdown passes.
Okay, so there you have it, okay? The king, Scotty Engel, he likes him some Red Rifle, some Andy Dalton. Just to clarify, though, right, you're not taking him as your QB1, Scotty. You just like him as someone you can get later on as value in Superflex and two quarterback leagues. Is that correct?
Look, you know, if you take a Carson Wentz, you know, grab an Andy Dalton. If you want to have a good QB2, it's what I'm looking at.
All right, you have Andy Dalton ranked right now, Scotty, although I guess this is subject to change. You have him ranked right now as quarterback 23 in your rankings over on the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package.
In my update this weekend, before weekend draft.
Okay, so you're going to bump him up. Let's try and find out how high. I'm going to tell you the names of the guys you have currently above him. Let's see how much higher you have Andy Dalton going, all right? One spot ahead of him in what I see right now is Dak Prescott. You bumping him over Dak?
Yeah, I am. I like Dak. He's a better NFL quarterback than a fantasy quarterback, but he just doesn't have the weapons.
Okay, right up over that is Alex Smith. You bumping Dalton over Alex Smith?
Yeah, definitely. Better weaponry than the Redskins.
Fair enough. The guy above Alex Smith in your rankings is someone that you are much higher on than the consensus. It's Green Eggs and Sam in New York, who's been anointed the starter. You like Dalton over Sam Darnold?
Dalton over Smith, that's a tough one for me. I think experience would probably give him the nod, but I do like Darnold a lot.
Okay, so it sounds like that's about the level. The next name on this list, I don't think you would have him over, but let's test it out. Andy Dalton, Scott, or Matt Ryan?
Andy Dalton. I'm going to stick with Ryan there.
Right, okay. So it sounds like
that's
where it is.
They both have good weaponry.
Yeah, maybe you wind up with Dalton in between Matt Ryan and Sam Darnold, something like that, which would be about QB 19 or 20, which, to our point, in two quarterback leagues, in super flex leagues, is right there in the middle of that QB 2 range. So definitely a viable option for that.
And hey, Scotty, let me make the point again.
Oh, go ahead.
So that, you know, the quarterback is so deep. Just because a guy was ranked 19th doesn't mean I don't like him. You know, that's how deep quarterback is. And somebody on Twitter said to me the other day, you know, Blake Bortles finished 10th and 13th the last 2 years, and you have been 28. I'm like, be my guest. Go ahead and start him. You know, quarterback that deep, you know, there's probably at least 24 guys that I would definitely rather have than Blake Bortles. You know, the numbers have been declining every year fantasy-wise, and this team's going to run the ball a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
It's a different team than it was 2 years ago.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, 2-3 years ago, remember that year, like Allen Hurns had like 12 touchdowns and there was garbage time aplenty. Allen Robinson was seen as becoming potentially a wide receiver.
They were playing a lot of catch up
fantasy.
2 years
and they
ago.
Were playing, it was game flow, right? It was game flow.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were slinging it around in garbage time. And yes, those points count. But to your point, Scotty, they are a different team. And I got to tell you something. They did that purposely when they brought in Tom Coughlin. They brought in Doug Marrone. They were going to change the identity of this team. I remember last offseason, Scott, you know, someone asked Doug Marrone, what's the ideal number of attempts for Blake Bortles every game? And Doug Marrone said, zero was the answer. You know, they want to run the ball. They invested in Leonard Fournette to be that dude. They are running and defense. That's the way Tom Coughlin and Doug Marrone wanted to build that team. I said it on Freestyle, and I've been getting Twitter questions. You know, this idea of, okay, Marquise Lee goes down, right? So now all of a sudden, Keelan Cole or Dante Moncrief or D.D. Westbrook. And I'm saying, okay, guys, fine. Yeah, they may have a little bit more opportunity. But at the same time, Scotty, the Jags won, I think, 2 games last year when Blake Bortles had less than 10 completions. So, like, what are you expecting from these guys? You know what I mean, Scott?
Yeah, it's they're all talented receivers, but I just don't think there's going to be a ton of passing volume.
Right, exactly. They are trying to run the ball, grind it out, put their defenses in good positions, and then pound it with Leonard Fournette. That is how the Jacksonville Jaguars want to win. Scotty, We're going to put some fun here in Functional Sports Radio. We got a lot of team names to go through, okay? So that's what I want to do now here on Roto Experts in the Morning. But first, I want to let people know that DailyRoto.com is putting more than $25,000 on the line for its subscribers this NFL season, entering paid contests on FanDuel and bringing you along for the free roll. Have a chance to win big this year along Sports Grid CEO Jeremy Stein. He's one of the only men to have won two different $1 million prizes. I got to ask him what the taxes were like on that, but I digress. Each week, we'll select lucky subscribers to sweat with us and split 50% of the profits. No profits that week? No worries. Your name will get tossed back into the hat the following week. So head to dailyroto.com/sweat and learn how to get in on the action and get your share of $25,000. That's dailyroto.com/sweat. All right, Scotty, we're also giving a free Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package and you a personal call to help this person, whoever wins, set their lineup. We got a couple of nominees for you. And then tomorrow, Scott, we're going to have to build the poll for over the holiday weekend to see who is crowned the winner of this contest. So let me bounce some more off you that I got today. And listen, Scott, I'm going off of the chuckle. You know, I'm going off of your knee-jerk reaction. I had someone hit me up on Twitter already and be like, I want to hear Scott chuckle when you say this name. So this is the kind of the signaling post, shall we say, to see if you like it or not. I got a submission from Bob Witt yesterday. I used to love the Eddie Murphy character Buckwheat from Saturday Night Live, and Bob Witt is using that. Check this out.
You called Buckwheat an Eddie Murphy character? That's funny. Yeah. That gives me a chuckle right there.
Why? He wasn't?
Buckwheat was one of the original R-Gang characters. Did you know
yeah,
that?
But, you know, I'm thinking about him from Saturday Night
Live, to be honest. Like a spoof of him. Okay. I don't think of Eddie Murphy first when I think of Buckwheat.
All right, fair enough. But what about Looking Pachub in All the Wrong Places? What do you think about that team name?
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. Didn't get the chuckle.
You know what, though? We try to play a younger audience, and like I don't think anybody below 45 years old is going to get that.
Okay, what about 50 Shades of Zika?
50 Shades of what?
Zika. I think he means Zeke Elliott. This is David Velez. I think he means Zeke Elliott and maybe trying to get a little bit of the Zika virus involved. I'm not sure. I got to be honest with you. This one I was like, maybe trying too hard to work two players in.
I don't get that.
All right. Fair enough. Our guy Carl Anderson has a couple of submissions. We're talking about defensive players. I like getting some of these defensive players in team names. What about, we were talking about Khalil Mack before. What about Return of the Mack? Return of the Mac, which is interesting because he's holding out right now, Scotty.
Yeah, that's a very simple one and probably his worst one yet. You know, play off the old 70s flick. Way too easy. No thought in that one whatsoever.
Okay, not liking what Carl Anderson is bringing to the table today. He's got
Carl's blunt with me on Twitter. I'm going to be blunt with him, okay?
I appreciate that. Oh, yeah, he does. You know, he does give it to you straight, right? So,
lazy Carl, you can do better than that.
Ooh, let's see if this one is better. Another defensive guy, the former number one overall pick for the Cleveland Browns. What about I would walk 500 miles for Myles Garrett? Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
All right. Listen,
it's better than his other one.
I'm still looking for the chuckle, and I haven't gotten it yet. What about Sea Dog? Sea Dog says Grady gives great Burkhead.
Well, that's over the line there.
Ooh, okay, fair enough. The censors can bleep it out if you want.
I don't think we can have that in the competition. That doesn't make me chuckle. That makes me go, oh boy.
Oh boy. All right, fair enough. I remember, listen, you know, about 10 years ago when the Yanks and the Red Sox, you know, big rivalries in the early 2000s and stuff.
Obviously that last one was probably done by a Jet fan. I'm thinking.
Well, I was going to say, remember there was always the Boston suck shirts and like the Yankees suck and that sort of stuff. Yeah. And then I used to see derivatives of that where it would say like, you know, Boston sucks on one side and then the back would say like and Manny Swallows, you know, or in Jeter Swallows. So, you know, hey, these have been out there before. Let me get to another one. What about Jonesen for a TD?
Too simple.
Rated R for Gore.
Not bad.
Doesn't not bad?
Chuckle, no.
Fair enough. That was out of Taylor Bryson, so we've seen better out of him. And then, listen, I want to give a shout-out to my man Christopher Colvera. Hit me up again. Shout-out to his fiance Monica and the kid Juju out there. Thanks for being a fan, part of the Stats Overbeat Cypher. What about Christopher Colvera saying Dirk Diggler goes deep?
That's not too bad. I love that movie.
Not too bad. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got
that's a
the
decent
touch.
One.
And he also power. Has
this is an interesting one. What about oops, I'm feeling my cousins? There's the chuckle, yeah. Scotty. There it was.
Yeah, that's getting close to crossing the line. Makes me chuckle, but doesn't quite crack my top five.
Okay, so it does make you chuckle. You have the Hunt for Kareem Pie also from...
By the way, I just want to let everybody already. Know how much we really appreciate the participation, even Carl.
Oh, are you kidding me? We love it all right? And honestly, remember, Scott, I also told you that once we get going with the season, you know, we're gonna make our picks, our survivor pool. And I also think what we should do, you know, I had a game last year called Game of Inches on Fantasy Freestyle. Well, people would submit... like their worst beats, you know, losing on a last-second field goal by 0.7 points, you know, or that Austin Seferian Jenkins touchdown that gets called back and becomes a fumble and losing because of that. You know, we want to see when the season gets going who had the worst luck and who got kind of, you know, bad beats. We're going to do that game as the season goes along. So plenty of opportunities for you to join the fun as we put the fun in functional sports radio here on Roto Experts in the Morning. So a lot of great submissions. We thank you for all of them. It doesn't look like
one
any
we didn't
of them.
Get, though.
Oh, which one?
Yeah. And I kind of like
talk
it. It nearly craps my top five. Taylor Bryson,
okay, what is it?
A dingo ate my Brady.
Oh, dingo ate my Brady.
The dingo ate your baby.
I like that. I like that. I like the oops I'm feeling my cousins because it gets both Minnesota Vikings in there and the kind of the insinuation of, you know, not diversifying the gene pool as much. I think that is funny. Scott, the one other thing I want to nail us down on. Yesterday, you know, we made a little bit of a gentleman's bet, right? Because you like Houston, you like Jacksonville in the AFC South. I'm going to take the less loved teams there, Indianapolis and Tennessee, but you gave me like 10 games, right, in terms of their combined season wins. Another thing we've been talking about a lot is these guys in Atlanta, Sanu, Hooper, Ridley. You know I'm higher on Sanu than you are. I know you're higher on Hooper and Ridley than I am. How do you think they're going to rank those three in fantasy points this year? Sanu, Ridley, and Hooper?
Sanu, Ridley, Hooper? I would go Ridley, Hooper, Sanu.
Okay, so you think Sanu is third of those?
Yeah.
All right, so all I have to have is Sanu outscore Ridley or Hooper?
Wait. You want? I'm not understanding here. Sorry.
You think Sanu is third? Will finish with the lowest fantasy points this year of those three?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, you can take both of those guys, and I'm just taking. I'll take Sanu. I believe Sanu will not be third of those three guys. Can we make a little gentleman's bet on that?
Yeah.
Cool. I just want to add to the ones that, you know, we could check in on, you know, throughout the year. So we've got this AFC South. We've clearly gone back and forth on these Atlanta guys. So I'm just going to say you think Sanu is the third of those guys. I think he does better than either Austin Hooper or he does better than Calvin Ridley this year. And I think something like this with just players, one caveat I do want to put is like, you know, no injury, right? Like, if you know, God forbid, if Austin Hooper tears his ACL in week four, you know, that's not the reason I would win this. You know, then it's kind of like goes off the board, let's say. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I think Sanu hit his ceiling last year.
Okay, and, you know, you clearly do. We've talked about it a lot, but now we're just nailed down on that one for sure. All right, Scotty, remember, go on and get the fantasy exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter the promo code THEKING for a special discount. Remember how much we love Fantasy Factor and BetDSI to win a little bit of extra cash. Tomorrow, Scott, I think we got to break down a couple of things, right? One, any meaning we could make out of the preseason week four games that happened today. Hopefully, there are no injuries to key skill players that are out there for one series or any linemen that really can move the needle. So we'll break down that, what we see out of the games. We'll talk a little bit about Mike Cardano Jr.'s article in the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package about wide receiver battles and battles for playing time and snaps and targets. And then we have to narrow our team name list down to four to create this poll for the holiday weekend. So we're going to have a lot to do. There are games to play today. We'll see if there's any more trades today because, listen, rosters need to get trimmed down to 53 over the weekend. So we'll see a lot of stuff to do. Scotty, what are you most excited for today? Is there any preseason game that you're actually interested in looking at?
No. I think Creed's on the game.
Yeah, well, all right. What's that?
I think Creed's on again tonight. Only saw him.
Oh, okay. So that's gonna be the that's gonna be your watching tonight.
Yeah, well, I think I might be helping somebody with a draft tonight. So we'll see.
Fair enough. It's Roto Experts in the morning. Fantasy Sports Today up next. Have a great day, Scotty.